You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. As always, joined by Jason Bick, Tigers beat writer, the man in the trenches. How you doing, Jason?
Good, how are you?
Very well. Coming off a weekend when doing this from Chicago, I'm probably better off than the average White Sox fan still reeling from the Victor Martinez whack off of Jeff Samardzija, made a 4-0 lead disappear in a hurry. But in fairness, the Tigers needed those wins, too. I mean, you've got a Tigers team trying to kind of keep footing with the Royals, trying to stay in sight in the American League Central. The Tigers now have won, as we speak, 5 of the last 7. Get back to 3 games over .500. One guy that's been a key lately, J.D. Martinez, a guy who seems like a streaky hitter. Sometimes you forget about him when you look at the middle of the Tigers' order, and he always seems to remind you that he's there. In this stretch, 9 home runs in the last 13 games, hitting .321. Any keys you can point to for that got J.D. Martinez going so hot?
Well, I know he's getting pitched a little bit differently during the cold streak that was going on a few weeks ago. I think he adjusted to that a little bit, and I think him and Wally Joyner had worked on some stuff. I think there was a little bit of focus on and this is something that you kind of anticipated with him, just adjusting to the way you're being pitched and giving an expectation of what's going to come next. And I think that's something that's been pretty underrated about him this year, because you look at last year, and he really pounded fastballs as guys tried to attack him, and you figured that teams were going to be adjusting to him in that sense. Well, he's got a pretty good idea. He's a meticulous note taker. He has a good idea of when guys are going to try to attack him and when they're going to make him go fish. And I think he's kind of taken that into his game right now. And I think what impresses me so much is that just the ability to have so much of his contact be solid, authoritative contact. It's something that even from top hitters, I don't know if you see it as quite as high of a ratio as what he's had, seemingly had going right now.
Yeah, it just seems like, that strength, he's such a strong guy that when he barrels the ball up, it almost seems like reading his quotes after the weekend against the White Sox, when he had homers on Friday and on Saturday hit his 19th of the year, he sounded almost like he's surprised when he drives it out of the ballpark. But I just see such a physically strong guy.
Yeah. That's a safe assumption. And the other thing is too, his ability to hit the ball out to all fields. I think people in Detroit appreciate. I don't know how much people outside Detroit appreciate. I think he's getting a reputation for it, but really, he's got the best all fields power I think I've seen from a Tiger since outside of Cabrera in recent years.
Yeah, that's impressive. Another development in the last few days with the Tigers that to me seems like it could be a significant one is Bruce Rondon joining the bullpen. He was throwing 101 in his first outing when he blew away Jose Abreu, a guy that obviously a lot was expected from when he was younger before he ran into all of his injuries. How big could he be for Brad Ausmus and that Tigers bullpen?
I think he could be huge. I've thought that really ever since spring training. I feel like he's been, the missing piece for this bullpen ever since the end of 2013. I think if they'd had him back during that playoff run 2 years ago, it could have been a vastly different outcome. And I think when you look at the travails the bullpen had last year, a large part of it revolved around trying to fill that void left by Bruce Rondon in the Tommy John surgery. They never had that overpowering, you know, situational, you know, high-powered strikeout guy that he brings. And if he can get back to that point, and, you know, if he can do it consistently, you know, I think that bullpen looks vastly, vastly different. Even if he's not necessarily the full-time eighth-inning guy, just being able to have that type of presence in the eighth inning makes a manager think if he's looking through the batting order. Really, both managers, because you have to think about how you're going to line up your hitters and maybe use a pinch hitter. But also, it gives Brad Ausmus a weapon that, outside of Albuquerque on his hot streaks, he hasn't had. I'm surprised by how hard he's been able to throw coming out, because, I mean, he approached that in Toledo during a rehab assignment and then the subsequent, option down there. But he didn't hit it to the degree that he did, he did this weekend. And I know that you have to account for the differences in radar guns and everything. We've all written ad nauseum about that. But still, it seems like it took this opportunity for Rondon to get that adrenaline to answer the bell, to use, you know, to kind of, I guess, you know, use a tired analogy, that he really kind of he needed that major league situation to get the adrenaline going. Now, how does he sustain that? And how does he use that to his advantage without putting too much stress on the elbow? Can he still mix in the pitches? That's something I think that's you're going to have to see over the next few weeks. And I think that could have a huge impact on how the Tigers approach this trading season.
Yeah, if he could hold up and you could have him with Soria, I mean, you have to go back a long time, I would think, to find the Tigers with a 1-2 combination like that at the back of the bullpen. It would definitely change the dynamics. Alex Avila has been out on the disabled list since May 9th. But what I'm kind of struck by as he gets close to returning, James McCann really played well when Avila was out, is playing well with Avila out. No surprise there. I mean, this is a guy that the Tigers have rated highly and felt would be a big piece in their organization at some point.
Oh yeah, yeah. This was a little bit quicker than expected. They had to rush the process with Avila out. But I think this is the James McCann I think a lot of guys in the organization saw coming as he was coming up through the system, at least the last couple of years, once he started hitting at Double-A. You know, maybe a little bit more power punch than a lot of people might have expected, I guess it's safe to say. He had the average last couple of years coming up, but not necessarily the power. And I think you're starting to see a little bit of that power emerge. I wouldn't expect him to be kind of a thumper bat or nothing like that, but at least the threat, and especially the situations he seems to be hitting for power in, it is a pleasant surprise for these guys. Now, that said, I think there's a pretty big place for Avila in this lineup once he returns, because this lineup leans so heavily right-handed without him. I think he helps balance the lineup out a little bit if he can hit, you know, for at least some respectability.
Jason, you know Justin Verlander very well. I can't imagine how crazy he's been going over the last 10 days or 2 weeks after he got back and rejoined the Tigers and then made only a couple starts and had the back issue that caused him to be skipped in the rotation. And now he's got the all clear to rejoin the rotation. How's he been handling that?
Surprisingly well. I figured he would be a basket case during the whole DL stint, and he handled it surprisingly, not nonchalant, but just very calm, very deliberate with how he had to go about things. And I think he showed a lot of maturity into being able to see the long-term picture ahead of the short-term sacrifice. And I think that continued once he was out with the with the back issues. I think it's going to be curious to see whether that type of maturity translates into what we see out of him once he comes back. Is this a sign of a guy who's transitioning into that next phase of his career, where he becomes that older style of pitcher who has more of a mix and is less fastball-centric? And I think that's been a lingering question for a lot of Tigers fans regarding Verlander, really since the end of last season.
I'm sure a couple of good starts here before the All-Star break would do a lot for everybody's confidence in Verlander for the second half. Obviously, he's going to be a key to whether the Tigers can run down the Royals in the Central and return to the playoffs, as everyone always expects the Tigers to do. Jason Beck, thank you very much. For Jason, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.